This is Dairy Radio Now.
On our Milky Monday, Lee Milky with StoneX dairy broker Dave Krzyzewski.
Dave, the old adage, I'm from the government and I'm here to help, rings true for dairy farmers right now, but that help may soon be ending.
Yeah, Lee, we're coming to the close, at least of the food box program, which has certainly made for lively markets and high prices this year. I mean, it wasn't the only reason, but it was one of the main reasons, with the government buying over 100 million boxes in three rounds. And we're in the third round right now. Basically, we've got another 45 days where we're expecting to move about 10 million boxes in round three. So that's about 225,000 boxes a day versus what we had averaged somewhere around 650 to 700,000 boxes a day for most of the summer. So we are slowing down on the food box program. But the fact of the matter is that right now for cheese, and in particular block cheese, the market's still relatively snug here as we kick off the month of October.
What about the butter situation?
Well, that's a good question. I happen to be a little bit more bullish butter and nonfat. I do think that we're about to see a surge in demand on butter. There's a lot of cream staying as cream or going into ingredients and not being put through the churn. So I do think that over the summer, retailers who had really strong butter demand early in this pandemic, March, April, May, had built up the tremendous inventories, private inventories, stuff that we don't get reported by the USDA. And then they worked off those inventories over the past few months. Now, as we get into colder weather, we get into the holiday season, trying to get into a normal environment, I think that the retailers have to come back to the trough, so to speak, and start buying butter again. So I think 150 butter right now, 150, 160, this is a really good price for buyers to be owning butter. Powder, that's a demand story on the international front. Mexico, Asia in particular, that they are pretty aggressive buyers of all protein. So I think there's a good amount of support under the dairy complex right now.
StoneX dairy broker Dave Krzyzewski in Chicago.
Like most dairy producers in the country, in Washington State, they're also feeling the roller coaster ride from the pandemic. Washington State Dairy Federation Policy Director Jay Gordon.
Washington and Oregon producers have a nice mix of processing, and we're able to adapt to changes in the consumer demands for more fluid, more cheese for pizza, things like that. Butter demand has softened quite a bit as the restaurants have closed, so that price has gone down a little bit, but some of the other prices and markets have done fairly well.
He says after 7 months of incredible volatility, many producers are feeling a little shell-shocked.
It's been a rough patch. Some of the high prices that we've had as the markets have spiked up have certainly helped make sure. Otherwise, we would have had some producers in really tough financial shape.
That's Washington State Dairy Federation Policy Director Jay Gordon.
Let's say you're presented a stock which yields a guaranteed 82% return. You'd put your money in it, right? That magical stock is called Farm Radio, and for our advertisers, it is pure gold. 82% of farmers listen to their trusted farm radio station at least 4 days a week. The moral of the story? Farm Radio pays dividends, and both the listener and the advertiser lived happily ever after. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Legislation introduced by Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska would provide flexibility in hauling livestock and perishable commodities. Andrew Walmsley, American Farm Bureau Federation Congressional Relations Director, says the Halls Act would extend hours of service exemptions in agriculture to year-round.
This bill will provide three things to modernize trucking regulations and make a benefit for the safety and efficiency of hauling ag products.
Farm Bureau and other agriculture groups support the legislation. Walmsley says the changes include removing seasonality restrictions.
When you're moving livestock, that's a year-round enterprise. And so it's Congress recognizing the growing season's really all year-round for a lot of ag commodities. Second piece would provide 150 air mile exemption on the destination of hauls. And then finally, the legislation would update the definition of an ag commodity.
Walmsley says the legislation promotes safety for drivers and animals.
One of the unique situations that we find ourselves in agriculture is that we are sometimes dealing with live animals or perishable commodities. The animal piece is really key in where we need to make sure that we're using common sense and have the needed flexibilities to ensure safety. That's what the Halls Act looks to do, is to make sure that perishable commodities like livestock can get to their destination safely, that driver can get to their destination safely, and then that driver rests.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Thank you, Michael. Coming up tomorrow is our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.